Hi, I'm Phil Campbell, creator of the Sprint 8 Workout. In this series, I'll teach you everything you need to know about why Sprint 8 is a revolutionary workout program that delivers proven results unlike any cardio program on the market today. Thank you for joining me. To tell you a little bit about me, as you can tell by the accent, I'm a Southerner, born and raised in Tennessee. I'm over age 60. I've been a speed technique coach part-time and full-time for over 35 years. I've trained several NFL athletes, including two athletes who rank among the very fastest of NFL players. Over the years, I've worked with baseball, basketball, lacrosse, soccer athletes. While doing speed and fitness training part-time, I managed hospitals for over 20 years. I spent the first third of my life in the classroom, the middle third taking care of sick people in hospitals. Now I'm spending the last third of my life working with people to help keep them healthy and to live the longest, most productive life possible. And this is why I created the Sprint 8 cardio protocol over 20 years ago. Sprint 8 was designed to get the benefits of training like a sprinter, but safely on a piece of cardio equipment. Before we start talking about how you can transform your body through the Sprint 8 program, we need to understand a little bit about what's happening inside our body as we age and become less conditioned. The reason Sprint 8 was created is to tap into exercise-induced growth hormone. There's a study by Dr. Richard Godfrey that would absolutely change the exercise game plan forever. And he says that higher-intensity exercise is effective in eliciting beneficial health and well-being training outcomes. But the key, he says, is we need to take exercise and not focus on calories being burned, yet we need to focus on exercise-induced growth hormone. That's the measurement that we need to focus on to make sure that exercise is really productive. He actually does the Sprint 8 workout three times a week. He sent me an email. He said, I've been using Sprint 8 workout three times a week, usually on an exercise bike, but sometimes running, and I have lost 7 pounds in weight. I've noticed that my recovery after almost every activity, even walking up two flights of stairs, has improved dramatically. I've also been able to use the energy boost this type of training has given me to get back into some proper sports training. And so Richard Godfrey, one of the leading researchers in exercise-induced growth hormone, actually uses Sprint 8 as his application of the research that he's done in order to get these supreme results. And we'll be talking about all the different results that Dr. Godfrey and others have achieved with Sprint 8 in this program. So while we're growing tall, we have a lot of growth hormone in our bodies. But once we reach the age of about 18 and reach that full height, then growth hormone levels start dropping dramatically. It's somewhere around the mid-30s. When we talk about the middle-age spread, it's actually called the somatopause, and it's tied directly to this huge decrease in growth hormone. There are two cures for the somatopause. One is you can inject growth hormone. The research shows that that does work. You get as much as a 14% drop in body fat. It thickens skin by 7.1%. It puts on 8% lean muscle mass, which bodybuilders would be very, very proud of how much muscle growth hormone builds. But when you compare what you get naturally from doing a Sprint 8, it basically is double the impact, almost twice as effective as actually injecting growth hormone when you do Sprint 8. One research study in 2003 reports that the beneficial effects of exercise can actually mimic growth hormone treatment. So if you were to do Sprint 8 today and we were to pull your blood and measure it, in many respects, if you were an Olympic athlete, you would test false positive for actually injecting growth hormone. So we're not talking about a small release of growth hormone. We're talking about a huge release that you invoke in your body through this program that if you were an Olympic athlete, you would actually test false positive for injecting growth hormone. Tune into the next segment. You'll learn how you can double the effects of growth hormone injections without the side effects with a very specific exercise regimen that only takes 20 minutes, 3 days a week.